This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. Missouri added 2,500 jobs in September as the state's unemployment rate declined to 6.9%, the lowest mark since late 2008. The State Department of Economic Development released the report today, showing a 0.3% decrease in unemployment from August to September. The agency reports Missouri added 4,300 jobs in construction and 4,000 jobs in the education and health services industry during September. Figures released today also show that the state's civilian labor force declined by 117 from August to September. The labor force is made up of people who are employed and those who are out of work but actively looking for jobs. Columbia City Councilmember Helen Anthony has announced her resignation. Anthony began her term in 2011 and says she needs to call it quits for personal reasons. Her husband took a job in Rhode Island, and she has other family members on the East Coast.
My father, who lives in Connecticut, is 83 years old, and he had a valve replacement this summer. And it's made me realize that I need to spend as much time with family as I can.
Anthony's resignation is effective November 30th. The city council will operate with one fewer member until 5th Ward voters choose Anthony's replacement in a municipal election. Democratic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill threw on her apron to emphasize her support for federal student loans in her campaign against Republican Todd Akin. McCaskill took orders and served food to about a dozen people today at Flat Branch in Columbia. The media watched and recorded her for about an hour. McCaskill said the point of the event was to highlight how she worked her way through college years ago with the help of waitressing tips and student loans. Senator McCaskill has tried to portray Akin as extreme for opposing a 2010 law that put the federal government, instead of banks, directly in charge of issuing student loans. Akin, a congressman from suburban St. Louis, argues the law is an example of an expansive government. Republicans are looking to break nearly 20 years of Democratic control in the state's Attorney General office. Democrats have held the office since 1993. Republican Ed Martin of St. Louis says the Attorney General needs to be a legal leader who advocates for the rule of law, and he's pledging to implement a strategy for resisting the federal health care law within a minute of taking office. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster took office in 2009 and is seeking a second term. He calls the office Missouri's top law enforcement job and has highlighted his own prosecutorial background in public safety issues. The Attorney General defends state law and policies, helps county prosecutors, and pursues consumer fraud cases. Missouri's unemployment rate is at its lowest level since December 2008. That's according to the most recent jobs report released by the state today. The state added a net number of 2,500 jobs during the month of September. John Fougere with the Missouri Department of Economic Development says the numbers represent a trend and not just a jump, not just a temporary jump.
What we're focusing on is the fact that the state has now added more than 46,000 new jobs in 2011 and 2012 to date combined. And at the same time, our unemployment rate has been plummeting.
Missouri's unemployment rate now sits at 6.9%, almost a percent lower than the national rate. Fougere says the construction industry saw the greatest growth for the month, adding 4,300 jobs. St. Louis schools are no longer unaccredited, following a unanimous vote today by the State Board of Education. The struggling district, which has been under state control for 5 years, will now have provisional but not full accreditation. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Missouri's Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro summed it up this way just before the vote.
The district has not arrived, but clearly they've started the journey.
That journey, according to state education officials, includes improvements in both financial management and student performance. Mary Armstrong, head of the St. Louis chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, says the focus must now shift to regaining full accreditation.
We don't have a full sunshiny day, but this is a small step towards a larger step to come.
The vote does not have any effect on governance. The school district will remain under state control. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.